100 Word Stories. Hey there, everyone. It's me, Lawrence Simon. How you doing? I'm the guy who does that 100 Word Stories thing, you know, this podcast. And, hey, you're listening to it. One a day until the day I die.com. That's the name of the site. Okay, so you don't go there anymore because, you know, you got it in your pod feed. It's coming in. It's all automatic, right? You know, you got your Stitcher, you got your iTunes. It's all done. But you can point it out to people and say, hey, look, there's a site over here. Click on this, click on that, then you'll never have to go to it again. We do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, you come up with a story. It's not so hard. We got Tom, Muncie, Lizzie, Charlie, Jeffrey, Richard, Serendipity, Norval Joe, Tura, and Planet Z. You probably heard all those names before. You guys, you know, you're marathon runners. You keep going. And that's cool. Just don't do it in the Olympics. You'll get Zika and have to swim through a bunch of crap. And then all the riots and all the terrorism and all that other crap. You know, that's the great thing. These people work hard for years and years and years, training and trying not to get caught by dope scandals. And you know what happens? They're doing all this effort just to get a piece of metal and some endorsements, and then they wind up with Zika. Huh, why is that playing in the background? Well, I thought I had that thing muted. This is what happens when I use my headset instead of the stupid, whatever microphone. So, there you go. How about we get right into the silly election season and just listen to some stories? Because no one wants to listen to the frickin' news right now. Let's start off with Tom.
People, Tom here, and my story this evening is, what the heck, it doesn't have a title.
Okay, no title. What's it about?
Not a clue.
The Quality of Man. Ooh, I like that.
In the musical Les Miserables, the play's uber antagonist, Inspector Gervais, prayed to the stars. The underlying text of this scene is, where does an enlightenment man place his faith? When you have rid the heavens of angels, saints, and God, what power remains? We can strip from the rational man as God, but not his fundamental need to anthropomorphize, to see in everything the qualities of man. That cannot be eradicated. At our core, we are beings of metaphor. I guess if you have to swear by anything, stars aren't a bad choice. They are listening, aren't they? And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Greetings, Hans. Munzee here at the end of the month, closing the month, and your nickname, and a story. I have gone on. Like a blister in the sun, I have gone on, and Hans, I know you're the one. A Prayer by Christopher Monroe. Merciful Zod, before whom we kneel, we thank you this day for your moderation in sparing Planet Houston from your wrath. We thank you, too, your indulgence of we upon this world, though surely we are but insects to one so mighty as yourself. And most of all, we give thanks for our lives that you, in your wisdom, have allowed us to keep. And should we be able, we shall help you find the son of Jor-El, that you might enact the revenge you've so long awaited. In the name of the Ursa, the Non, and Zod Almighty, amen. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzyMunzy. So ends the month, Hans. But I shall see you once again, by which I mean I'll hear you. By which I mean I'll hear those of you who actually record stories for this thing. But I suspect you know what I mean.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The old woman huffed and puffed. The path was rocky and steep. Pray. It helps, they said. Yes, she did pray. However, that didn't help. It made things worse. The animals died, and the small green garden dried up. I'll tell them. When she reached the castle, she was ushered into a large ballroom, a pale, gloomy figure staring at her. I bring you a peace offer. The figure nodded. It's a broth. I hope you enjoy it. A few days later, the green garden started sprouting, but the castle was eerily quiet. Our garlic, who art in my broth. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
The writer's prayer goes like this. Open my mind, Lord, and grant me the talent to write with humor and the minimum use of four-letter words. Let my words flow like a goat with the trots. Open my heart and my mind, Lord. Grant me the sensitivity to understand my range-bound audience and their reading comprehension. Open my soul, Lord, so I may channel my wisdom and creativity. Stroke my imagination as I stroke my meerkat's chin, but most of all, Lord, help me to regulate my word count without stopping short, and allowing me to conclude my ramble. Translated from the French by Simon Lacrosse. Number 2. Now I lay me down to sleep. Thank you, Lord, for another bright and sunny day, the chance to learn, the chance to play. I hope tomorrow is as good as the day I found a wallet in the back seat of my cab and another one a few minutes later in the lady's purse on the seat next to me at the diner. I know that this isn't nice, but I pray that the neighbors lose more than one finger when they screw around with fireworks next year and continue to send my dogs into a pacing, panting frenzy. Number 3. I prithee that you marry a solemn woman who blows foul wind like a nor'easter and whose breath is befouled by tobacco and cheap wine. May your children be born naked and with a treble set of molars. May your business fail along with your pancreas, and your face wither and become besplotched with brown and yellow wens with tiny, coarse hairs growing from the corners of your lips and nostrils and the foulest place of my arse be fairer than thy face. I pray this is your fortune for having cursed me and invited I have intercourse with myself.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 536, and the topic is a prayer. I've got two of them for you. My first is called Spare Me. Spare me from the stupid, who lack the sense God gave barnyard animals. Spare me from the wise, who are only too happy to tell me how the world works. Spare me from the indolent, who lecture me on my need to work on their behalf. Spare me from the elitists who continually tell me how they know better than others. Spare me from liberals who spend my money with abandon, heedless of consequences. Spare me from regulators who believe rules and restrictions carry only benefits and lack costs. Spare me from moralizers who continually intone the superiority of their views. And if you do not see yourself anywhere in this prayer, then spare me from you too. Amen. And my second story is called Death Comes as the End. When I visited Niagara Falls, a Japanese tourist sat on the low wall above the river, contorting her body to pose for a photo. More recently, a German tourist died in Machu Picchu when he went into a forbidden area to take a picture. I wondered how many tourists died every year taking pictures in stupid poses. In 2015, a man was gored to death in Pamplona during the running of the bulls while trying to take a selfie. The Washington Post reported that 27 people died in 2015 while taking selfies. Dear Lord, only you know the time and place of my death. I do not ask to know this. I do not ask for more time. I only ask that my death not make the Darwin Awards. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, Richard here. Two stories this week on the topic of a prayer. And the first story is The Gospel According to Norman, Advice on Prayer. A man went to the temple to pray. Standing in a public place, he loudly proclaimed his piety and good works. Another man, being poor and humble, prayed quietly in a corner, his prayer a quiet and discreet petition. Now, which of these was most pleasing to God? Asked the prophet. Why, the humble, quiet man. It's patently obvious. Foolish man, came the reply. God is a great distance away in heaven. Should he strain his ears when he has gifted you with a fine, shouting voice? Blessed are the loud, for they shall drown out the meek. And my second story this week is the next installment in the ongoing saga of Boggins, the Hobbit. It's called Messy. Thankfully, no sign of dragons, but the forest was liberally scattered with sticky lumps of bloody and singed flesh. The creature hadn't had a prayer against the dragon. Pausing to throw it violently in a nearby bush, Boggins was full of recriminating thoughts. Was he the sort of person to send a fellow creature, albeit a vile and objectionable creature, to such a horrible doom? Then he recalled those slimy fingers creeping towards his pocket, and felt a lot better. Putting the carnage from his mind, his thoughts turned to finding his missing companions and, more importantly, supper. And that's it for this week, and so, until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Now you lay yourself to sleep. Pray the Lord, your soul to keep. It is night, and in the dark, wicked creatures make their mark. Once they get inside your head, you'll wish you'd never gone to bed. But in the shadows, lurks far worse. A horror, maybe even a curse. It'll rend your flesh, steal your soul. By dawn's first light, it will take its toll. In fear and pain, your life it will drain. When morning comes, you lie still. The sleep of death. Body, chill. And what could this monster be? You know the answer. It is me.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 536, with a prompt of a prayer. Here's my story. Mickey, in his monkey form, scampered across the roof of an apartment building, leapt, and swung along a utility wire. Reaching another building, he stopped to check, making sure he could still see Ferret in one direction and Cherry Cola following in the other. If it wasn't for Ferret being Polecat's sister, Mickey wouldn't have a hope or a prayer of finding his new nemesis. With just a little luck, Ferret would lead him right to the girl's lair. Cherry followed slowly, using the other pedestrians for cover. When he looked back to Ferret, she stared up, directly at him. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tora Brazoyanu here with a story about a prayer. The grey-robed monk entered the chapel, pausing to contemplate the depiction in stained glass of Bayes' theorem. He spoke. If the sky is blue, I wish to believe that it is blue. If it is not, I wish to believe that it is not. What is true is not changed by wishing it otherwise. If a tree falls unheard, I shall not ask whether it made a sound. I ask only, what experiences do I anticipate? May my every motion be directed toward the truth, for nature cannot be fooled. Then he went out to receive the ambassadors from Frequentia.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Father McGinty says blessings over his golf clubs before he goes out on the course. Father Richard says blessings over his cue before he heads out to the pool hall. Father Michael says blessings over his tennis racket before he walks out onto the court. One day God mixed the prayers up, and he sent angels down to implement his orders. Father Richards kept sinking the white ball into the hole with every shot. Father Michael's serves kept whacking his opponents in the frickin' balls. And Father McGinty miraculously smashed back every downrange shot into, with his 5-iron.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of prayer. I hope you enjoyed this one. I enjoyed it. Sometimes I can be a little grumpy about putting these together, but it's drag and drop and drag and drop and copy and paste and copy and paste and done. So get it over with, right? And it doesn't take that long. It's not that hard. The hardest part is coming up with an idea and writing it, and editing it, and recording it. You guys do the heavy lifting. That's why, you know, you keep lifting. I don't know what else to say. One a day until the day I die.com. Thank you all for being a part of this. The next topic is Jar. No, not Jar Jar. Oh, God. I'll delete any story that says Jar Jar. Which means that Muncie is going to do the Jar Jar thing. Well, okay. So, that's it. I will see you all next week. Thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.